Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. But we are, of course, always coast-to-coast, bleeding over both borders, Mexico and Canada. However you're receiving us, it's great to have you with us. This is 1 hour all week where I can talk video games. And I know we're on a lot of sports networks here, so it's not just sports video games. It's all video games. And so I'd like to have you participate, if you're a gamer like me, at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's the number to call to participate in this show. Questions, comments, concerns, newbies, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between, 1-800-878-PLAY. Get it? And we will talk video games. I say unpaid correspondence. What I mean by that is even if I had 24/7 to stay awake with Clockwork Orange eyeball openers, I still wouldn't be able to play everything. And also, my tastes are not exactly the same as yours in all cases. So what's good for you? What's bad? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? That type of stuff. I mean, we've seen so many games over the years hype. We've seen Super Bowl commercials. I remember I didn't really like Halo. And Halo 2, it seemed like three Super Bowl commercials were Halo 2. And I'm like, oh, I can't resist. And I'm like, yeah, it sucked. So that's what I'm talking about. Let's talk about it together. 1-800-878-PLAY. All right. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, apropos applications for receiving this program, as is SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick channel. Nice to have you with us. Where my truckers at now? SBNationLive.com, streaming along. Also, the home website SportsByline.com. I guess a website would be like a chapel. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address, which is important for a couple of reasons. Mostly, that's how you win the game that I'll give away at the end of the show. Second correct answer to a very easy question that I will have. Right. And also, you can ask me cheat codes. I do that at the end of the show as well. So I'm giving away a game. I'll let you know what's new this week as well. Let's talk video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back, y'all, right here on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The Video Game Review.
Alright, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Always fired up to talk video games with you, myself, whomever. If you don't want to call, like the vast majority, I got respect for that. Just keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. I'll just start off with an email here. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address, sportsbyline.com. It's from Polly. Polly says, Rick, why do people think that video games are in a doom loop when they're as popular as ever? Thank you for the email. It's an interesting question. It's sort of like when people say, oh, MLB is in the death throes. And I'm like, we've never had higher attendances of MLB games. It's just however you want to look at it. And the problem is, I think, the people who say that type of stuff are mostly investors. I don't think they're gamers. And that's because this age of opportunity that we're in, I mean, it used to be if you wanted to make a video game, you had this hidden knowledge that maybe a few dozen people in the world that could make a really good AAA title. And then, you know, as the 80s wore on and more people got into it, but the idea of I can make a video game would only come after years and years of study and internships and journeyman jobs and then finally becoming artistic and skilled simultaneously. Well, ironically, I think it's part of the problem because it's never been easier to make video games. In fact, a lot of the tools are just flat out free. And so then we enter into COVID 2020, 2021. Those 2 years was when the spike in video game interest went sky high. Now, you and I as gamers, we were already playing, but there were a lot of people who maybe were casual gamers or just never played at all. And the next thing you know, it's like, boom, you're stuck inside. And I remember, I forgot what month it was in 2020, but I was doing all of my, I did my sports show and this show out of my house for 14 months. I'm in the East Bay in the Oakland Hills. And there was one month, we had so many wildfires in California. There was one month where the sky was actually orange. And they said, if you go outside and run or play tennis or basketball, whatever, you're just going to suck in ashes. So I'm like, oh, I can't even go outside now. I'm like, all right, could be worse, could be a lot worse. So what happened was these venture capitalists, VC, not Viet Cong, but these VCs got suckered in to these high ceiling opportunities. And I'm not just talking about the newfangled blockchains and esports and VR, which was really coming into the fore. But I think a lot of these low ceiling studios, they thought, well, I'm going to invest in them because that's the one that's going to bust out. And then most of those bubbles popped. And then, of course, there was a fear and a recession, and then the rates rocketed up, things that I don't know about. I'm not a financial guy. But that meant the average investor was either regretting his or her new investment, or they wanted to get out of it, or they weren't interested in a new one. And so we get to 2024. And now sort of the mantra is called survive to 25. They actually use that term. It's like, just see if we can make it through this year. And I'm like, is that a little bit dramatic? But think about this. I mentioned AAA video game publishers. In the past, when one of those publishers' individual games would come out, you would compete against a few dozen releases that year. You know, what were the big games of 1999? What were the big games of 2004, 2006? Well, now you could have a dozen a week. Like when I tell you what's new this week, which I always do near the end of the show, they're not all AAA titles, but there's tons of games. And now you have subscription services, and you have perpetually updated free-to-play games, and you have the latest patch or DLC or season pass or expansions. These big hits keep on hitting and hitting and hitting. And so these publishers grew large and comfortable from this retail distribution system that cost a lot, but it prohibited a lot of these upstarts from setting up shelves at GameStop or Walmart, whatever you got in the Midwest. So these soaring profits, these publishers started opening studios across the world. But then things started changing. Obviously, everybody got in too fast. And I just think about 20 years ago when Valve launched Steam, it created a different route for, albeit a limited, but established game publishers to reach all their fans without all the upfront distribution costs. And then a year later, Xbox Live came out, and that was another digital distribution service. Handpicked, smaller, a lot of times indie developed games. But by the end of the teens, 2017, 2018, the dams had broken because all creators had the freedom to publish directly onto platforms like itch.io and even Steam with almost no roadblocks, too. And it's basically, if you have a game, you just fill out a couple of tax forms, and there it is. And so 2024, AAA publishers, they don't have that almost like organized crime grip on distribution, and the audience attention has been diluted because they share the same real estate as not just every other game on Steam or Game Pass or any other major digital storefront, But you're also talking about all the streaming services as well. You know, I mean, how many do you have? I have a lot, mostly, which I got during the pandemic, mostly so I could watch soccer, and it was all over the place. So Netflix, Amazon, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Apple, Max. I think I have a couple others, right? That's a lot. I think I still say, I have nothing to watch. It's like the rich person. I have nothing to wear. It's like, I think you have lots to wear. But anyway, I was, you know, I was mentioning Halo. The new Halo gets crammed into the same promotional space as the latest Vampire Survivors clone, right? And so it's just these AA video game publishers, they tried to double down. They tried to make their, like I said, Super Bowl ads and all that. So you just get to today, and I think a lot of naysayers are just in on the fact that, you know, the whole survive till 25 thing, I think is, now look, I'm not a VC. I'm not even a, I was gonna make another VC joke. Anyway, I'm not a VC, okay? So my money is not tied into these titles. So that might really be a survive till 25, but I think that's a bit dramatic when you think about, it's sort of like going back to MLB. Oh, will anyone watch baseball in 2025? I don't know. That's such a tough question. So, like I said, you see these articles, they're mostly coming from investors and gamers. We can sit back, and I think for us, it's easy because with all the opportunity out there, there's no more monopolies. Maybe we're getting better games. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And you may participate if something's on your mind. I'm here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give a brand new game away. You can win it by just emailing me the correct answer. The second person to do it will win it. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. P-L-A-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. Now, I was having a discussion with the guy about graphics, and he was kind of making the statement like that a game is better if it has better graphics. And I said a game will look better with better graphics. Doesn't make it necessarily better. It reminds me of an argument I had with a guy in high school where I said, you know, if you listen to the B-side of whatever it was, Black Sabbath album, the songs are better than the hits. And the guy was like, no, if it's on the radio, that's the established hit. I'm like, well, these songs are 6 minutes long. They're not going to make it on the radio. He goes, nope, if it's a hit, that's the better song. I'm like, all right, well, you let other people decide for you. So what I want to get to here is just some of the, I don't know, myths about this. Because I saw it discussed on Yahoo this weekend as well, and it reminded me of it. And just once again, the higher resolution equals a better game. And no. I mean, a 4K UHD image has four times as many pixels than 1080p. Did you know that? Four times as many. And so, I mean, thanks to modern image scaling, they can really make it a lot smoother. And so, like I said, it makes it look a lot better. But the other factors like lighting quality, contrast, texture detail, all those things contribute. So a PlayStation 3 game rendered at 4K doesn't look as good as a PlayStation 5 game at 1080p, but the 4K image will look sharper. So what does that mean? Well, I'm just talking about still, all things being equal, you think about playable frame rates and good lighting and all the rest, it might do more to hurt the final product than help. This is why sometimes they will dial down resolution to make the game more smooth, right? And if you sit too far away from the screen, you're not going to see the extra pixels anyway. You got to basically put your nose on the glass. But that's the other thing about 60 frames per second is way better than 30 frames per second. Well, yeah, frame rate is the usual counterpart to resolution in the debate about what benefits a game more. And the higher frame rates means that the motion on the screen is so much smoother. And it means the game world updates more often on the screen, so it can make you more responsive to changes, such as an enemy jumping out at you and a little snappier. And because the typical 60 hertz TV refresh rate standard, most console games are 30 or 60 FPS. But 30 FPS mode allows for higher resolutions and more detail at a cost to responsiveness and visual smoothness. Did you know that 60 frames per second cuts down on resolution to increase frame rate? So if you refuse flat out just to play a game anything less than 60 frames per second, then you're missing out. Are there people like that? So you'll have a crisper image when things stand still, like I get it. So it's just you know, rob Peter to pay Paul. So it's like, yes, it's much more smooth, but it doesn't have the same pop. Now, all of these things to me don't usually matter because I don't judge a game on graphics. I just judge it on if it's fun. But do I want it to look better? Of course, we all want aesthetics, right? And there are a lot of examples where gamers tried to achieve higher frame rates and it's just the frame pacing didn't work. That's what happens when the frames are delivered to the screen with uneven spacing, which leads to stutters. And technically, getting 60 frames every second, you can get stutter rate like that. 30 frames per second, much more consistent. Some people say much more pleasant VRR. That's the variable refresh rate. And so, I mean, it depends on your TV, obviously, as well. But it's just another one of those things where some people will say motion blur is always bad. I think motion blur just in its name sounds bad. I don't want my emotions being blurred. But it actually does happen in nature. So when it's missing in games, sometimes a movement doesn't look natural. And so if you think about motion blur known as per object motion blur, which is something you want to do in your games, the bad kind of motion blur is camera or full screen blur. That, of course, is going to smear the whole screen. And so what you want to do, I'm told, off to the side, especially if you're going 30 frames per second, have some of those things on the side look a little blurry, like real life. My eyes don't do that, Rick. And then it's not as choppy. But it's sort of like a few years ago when we got ray tracing, and it's like ray tracing is the future of graphics and it will always look better than anything else we have. And it replicates really how real light will behave in any rendered scenes. Well, the ray tracing we have today isn't perfect, and the hardware we have can't run the ideal version of ray tracing. I've read enough about that. But the graphics engineers and game developers have had decades to invent and refine their efficient fake lighting methods, which means that non-ray tracing games today can look absolutely amazing. So with ray tracing enabled, there's a good chance you'll actually introduce noise, lower resolution elements, a lot of other artifacts lost in some of the images too. In a lot of cases, the benefits that ray trace lights, reflections, and shadow bring to the image are not worth taking away from what it had. I mean, just take a game like Portal. I mean, there are so many great games, and usually the one thing, if I see a game, I'm like, wow, I usually say, look at the lighting, you know? And I just think about Portal, the way like you had like maybe a little, you know, neon lights on the side, the reflections there, the reflections off your portal, your gun, the way the blue would go around, the different holes you would have, the light coming in, it's all kind of chiaroscuro on the cubes. There's no ray tracing in that. And then finally, you know, the ultra graphics, the PC version of video game, you can push graphics settings far beyond what's on current consoles. And even if you buy the hardware that the most expensive you can even buy, right, you'll realize you're not going to be able to play at a playable frame rate. It's just more resolution than the developer wanted. And so that's why sometimes people will say, well, this game isn't optimized to run at very high settings. Well, the truth is most of the time, ultra settings are meant for future hardware that doesn't even exist yet. You know, it's always possible to make software that asks too much of the hardware we have. But by adding ultra graphics, game developers build in longevity from day one, which is good. And then it's pretty cool you have a game on Ultra from 5 years ago, because now if you have this middle of the road GPU, it's powerful enough to handle it and all the games still look great. But that said, these games are designed around usually the middle portion of the graphics settings. So the game looks best versus the performance cost at medium or high settings. And we've all tried that, right? I remember I had this golf game that looked like garbage, and then I pumped up the graphics. It was beautiful, but then it played like garbage. So I would much rather have a game playing very smoothly, not looking that great, than have the beautiful game, not soccer, but then have this beautiful looking game. There you go. All right. And then it playing wonky. So, you know, it's just, you'll hear, well, this, it's just a lot of the times it's stuff we don't even know. It's like when you buy a car and they go, oh, this has a double overhead cam 350. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then you tell your friends, yeah, I got a double overhead cam tube barrel. And they go, what does that mean? I don't know. It sounds cool, though. Not trying to patronize you if you're a gearhead. I'm just saying a lot of times we just hear this stuff and we think, oh, more is better. Not always. A lot of the times it is. And look, I want gamers to push the envelope. I want games to look as beautiful and realistic as possible. It's just not all the time it works out exactly like that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come on back. We'll give away a brand new game. I'll let you know what's new this week as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review, y'all.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm in a this smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, 40 after the hour. This is when I give away a brand new game. The way you win it is just the question I ask. Write the answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. This game is called Europa. Europa is developed by an individual named Helder Pinto. It's a very Portuguese-sounding name, Helder Pinto. Published by Future Friends Games. This is for the Switch and the PC. I have it here for the PC. Here's the blurb. Quote, on the moon Europa, a lush terraformed paradise in Jupiter's shadow, an android named Z sets out in search of answers. Run, glide, and fly across the landscape. Solve mysteries in the ruins of a fallen utopia. And discover the story of the last human alive. It's kind of cool. It's got kind of a Wind Waker cell shade vibe to it. My question is, Europa, that's one of Jupiter's moon, or that's the name of our moon? There's a moon in the sky. It's called the moon. So just let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Europa. Not Europa, Europa. That was the World War II movie. Europa, is it, not the league that Tottenham's in, is it the moon of Jupiter or our moon? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you will win Europa from Helder Pinto and Future Friends Games for the PC. Also available for the Nintendo Switch. And we'll get to the other new releases here in a minute. We found out a little bit more, actually today, about OD. OD has been a very highly anticipated game since the moment it was revealed last year at the Game Awards by Hideo Kojima, the mad genius. It's also one of the most mysterious ones because Kojima said, I really like challenging new things, groundbreaking things. That's my kind of rule. But this one, with the help of Xbox Game Studios and their cloud gaming technology, I am kind of doing this. It's really to make immersive something no one has done before. It is a game, don't get me wrong, but it's a movie, a new form of media. End quote. Now, for me, I'm like, ugh. Because I don't like games that are like movies. It's like those Naughty Dog games, and Last of Us, and Drake's Fortune, and all that. You're not playing. You're just kind of watching. You watch, and you watch, and you watch, and then it says, press X to go up ladder, and you go, all right, here we go. And then it says, put the joystick down. We got another 15 minutes of cinematics. And maybe that's your type of thing. Those games are wildly popular, right? But I don't want a movie video game. I'll watch a movie or I'll play a video game, right? But when he says, Kojima said, a new form of media, well, now we find out that OD has Jordan Peele in it and also Hunter Schafer. So the plot that Kojima wrote with Jordan Peele. And, of course, Jordan Peele has been making a lot of very unique movies himself. And he's found a space definitely in the horror genre with Get Out, Us, Nope, Not of Planet Earth. So maybe I mean, horror is a lot of these categories are. They can be, you know, fluid, but Kojima never uses horror, but it's implied in the description. Because he said OD explores the concept of testing your fear threshold and what it means to OD on fear while blurring the boundaries of gaming and film. He said the game will be risky with a new challenge, quote, for me, within the realm of games. This is a game, but it's a game like no other. I can't go into too much detail, and it's also hard to explain. Well, you talk about getting people hyped. I have my hand really high in the air right now. Like, I'm hyped. But Kojima said that he had Peele once on his podcast, and that's where they met. He said, he's much younger than me, so we're not in the same generation. But after just 5 minutes of chatting, he felt like a childhood friend. We decided to meet in Los Angeles. After several meetings in LA, we were talking about projects each of us were working on. I explained the concept of OD to him, and he was really interested in it. So I asked him to join me. But as I said, you know, Peele isn't one of the only big names involved. I mean, if you tease other members of the OD creative team, Kojima said, we're actually calling them the Avengers, but we have other members like him. If I announced the names, you'd be surprised. Huh. So the cast is confirmed of Sophia Lillis, Hunter Schafer, as I mentioned, Udo Kier. But considering Kojima's fast resembling friends, it wouldn't see a shock to add more. I mean, remember, Death Stranding was Kojima's game, and it was Norman Reedus. I mean, that game, man, that was a game I wanted to put down, but I couldn't. And if you want to walk around Iceland and build freeways, that's the game for you. Conan O'Brien in that game as well. Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. I mean, you also had Mads Mikkelsen, speaking of Danes, Leia Sudo, Guillermo del Toro. So OD will have Patrick Strump. And I didn't know who he was, but he's apparently from Fallout Boy. And also, some people were saying Art the Clown from Terrifier. I very much doubt that. Well, you think of what's scary. Apparently, people, that new movie, it's been pushed so horrible. Like, it says, all people are doing is vomiting. I'm like, you know what? That's what they said about Jaws. That's the one thing that you try to hype a movie. Oh, it's so horrible. Everybody's upchucking. They're barfing. I doubt Art's going to be in it. But OD does not, and it's just OD. What does that mean? Overdose? We'll have to find. So it usually means it doesn't have a release date, so it's going to be a while, because right now, Kojima says he's working on the Death Stranding sequel. So they say OD probably 2028 as an Xbox exclusive. Well, are we going to be into the next gen in 4 years? Is the Series X and S going to be barely surviving? Is it going to be ramped up? So announced in 2023 as... if it's super early, it'd be 2027, looking more like 2028. It's just hard for me to get fired up about something that's that far away. But then again, I mean, time marches on. It flies most of the time, it seems. And I remember in 91, how old are you, Rick? Kind of old. In 91, my dad's cousin said, we're having a family reunion in Denmark in 96. I was like, 1996, that day's never going to come. That's 5 years from now. It came and we all went. But it would just be like saying, well, in 2029, we're like, 2029? I think the Earth will have blown up by then. I don't know. It just it kind of seems like that sometimes. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's go ahead and take a look at the upcoming games this week, which are Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. We'll start off with Just Dance 2025 edition. That'll be Tuesday for Xbox Series X and S, and PS5, it'll be Wednesday for the Switch. 9 RIP, Switch. Aero 2, and this is A-A-E-R-O, PC, Xbox, X and S. Darksiders 2, Definitive Edition. That's right, Definitive Edition. Clever, right? 5, X and S. Drova, Forsaken Kin on all the big systems. That's both Sony's, both Microsoft, PC, and Switch. Just Dance VR is coming out for all your VR headsets as well on Tuesday. Neva, Cal Neva, N-E-V-A, X and S, 5, PC, Switch. New World, Aeternum. Am I saying that right? A-E-T-E-R-N-U-M. New World, Aeternum, PC, X and S, and 5. Nico Derrico, The Magical World, Switch, X and S, 5. 8-Bit Adventures 2 on everything but the PC. And that's right down my alley. I really love 8-bit graphics. I remember when I had Tommy Tallarico in studio from Video Games Live, and he used to design games in 8-bit, and he said, yeah, we had a lot of bleeps and bloops. But you had to be super creative back then because you didn't have a lot to work with. Unlike earlier in their show, I said, now you press a button and AI takes care of lots of it. Crow Country, the 4 and the Switch. Passageway of the Ancients, that's on PC. Purpose 1951, 5, X and S. Technotopia on the PC. Tan Tan Reporter, Cigars of the South. Yes, it looks like Tintin, but en français, Tintin, on the Switch. A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead. Of course, there's 3 of those movies now. PS5, X and S, and the PC. Age of Empires Mobile, that would be on your Android and your iPhone. Arizona Sunshine Remake on the PC, and this is some gnarly zombie stuff, which is redundant. Arsène Lupin, Once a Thief, on all the systems. It looks like Arsène Lupin, but once again, we're speaking French here. Arsène Lupin. Ast Libra Gaiden, The Cave of the Phantom Mist. Wonder what country this is from. Sometimes it's a translation. But of course, you hear Gaiden and you know. This is on the Switch. Ast Libra Gaiden, The Cave of the Phantom Mist. Blazing Strike. PS5, PS4, Switch, and PC. Clawball on the PC. Does It Stack on the PC? Dungeons 4 on the Switch. Exo Cars, PC. Killing Time Resurrected, Switch, Xbox One, X and S, 5, PC, PS4. Starship Troopers Continuum. I interviewed that lead actor one time, the handsome guy, the blonde guy. I forgot his name. Please forgive me. It was a very good movie, though. It was very Denise Richards, right? And Super Mario Party Jamboree on the Switch. That's the biggie. And that's going to be coming out on Thursday. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. We'll do the cheat code here on the video game review, y'all.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, getting you ready to send you back to all these sports talk stations and all the sports and all the NFL and MLB playoffs and every other stuff, college football, soccer, you got it. But it is time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I actually like this one because I forgot about it. This one's from Skip. Skip writes in from Vegas, KSHP, 1100 AM. Skip says, how do I get the chainsaw in the PC version of Doom? Well, you mean the original Doom, yes. And I say, I forgot about the chainsaw cheat. Of course, we all know the sound when you do get it. Bum, bum. You just type in all caps, ID choppers. And, of course, that's id software. So it's id choppers, IDCHOPPERS, all caps. And it's yours. I was like, the sounds is like when the door open and be like, I can't do it. I do the Spear of Destiny and the Wolfenstein ones. Oofafa. That's the one guy would say. It's not even a German word. Oofafa. Another one, you should have got to go, Mein Leben. My love. Mein Leben. Oofafa. All right. Rick, I am German, and Ufafa is a word. All right, you tell me. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. Coming up next, sports talk for 6 days and 23 hours. Until we meet again, I'm Rick Tittle. Have a good one.